This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who was more patient than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who suffered more than him? Every shade of every trial of life was given to him so that Allah may give him every shade and color of pleasure in Jannah. Think about it. He came into our world without a father. He was an orphan. His dad died before he could even meet him. Then at the age of 6, he saw his mother breathe her last in the deserts of Arabia when they came back from a trip visiting his uncles. He saw her die. Then he was transferred over to his grandfather's care. He loved him so much. At the age of 8, 2 years later, his grandfather dies. And then he is transferred into the care of his uncle, Abu Talib. And he loves him so much. Yet Abu Talib does not become a Muslim and he sees him dying as well, but this time without Islam. And then he sees the death of his wife Khadija. And he sees the death of his wife Zainab bint Khuzaima. And he buries every single one of his children. They all die during his life. Mostly as toddlers, with the exception to Fatima. And even her, he was told that you should tell her, you will be the first one to die after me. And indeed she died 6 months after he passed away. And then Allah gave him grandchildren as a compensation, but his enjoyment would be limited there, because he would receive information through wahi revelation that they are going to die a gruesome and cruel death. So he would kiss them and sniff them and carry them on the pulpit. And he knew that these are men that are not going to last till their full age. And he would see his companions' corpses carpeting the battlefield. That's difficult for a human being. And the intestines of animals would be placed on his neck as he prostrated to Allah. And Fatima would come and clear it and cry and make dua against those who did this. And Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt would suffocate the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when he was in salah till he almost breathed his last. And he and his tribe were trapped in a valley and boycotted for about 3 years. And many companions died because of that, and Khadija's health deteriorated fatally because of that siege. How much can man take? Then he was accused with regards to his sanity, accused with regards to his mind. He was accused of being a madman, a soothsayer, bewitched, storyteller, poet, forging stories of the people of the past. Thorns would be placed in his way in front of his home. Stones would be hurled at him when going to the city of Ta'if, and his only crime was wanting to save them from hell. Hemorrhage would be something that he would experience on numerous occasions during battles. News was conveyed that he was killed on the day of Uhud. That's how badly he bled. And towards the end of his life, he had to pray, sat down, because his feet were too tired. They couldn't carry him anymore, alayhi salatu wasalam. Despite all of that, what were his favorite words? يُعْجِبُنِ الْفَعْلِ. I love optimism. لَقَدْ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُخَافُ أَحَدٍ, he said. I was subjected to fear in the path of Allah at a time when nobody else was made to be afraid. وَلَقَدْ أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُؤْذَى أَحَدٍ. And I was harmed in the path of Allah at a time when nobody else was harmed. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. And I remember a time in my life when 30 days and nights passed by. وَمَا لِي وَلِبِلَالٍ طَعَامٌ يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدٍ. And me and Bilal had no food to eat. إِلَّا شَيْءٌ يُوَارِيهِ إِبِطُ بِلَالٍ. Except what little food Bilal was able to smuggle for us both under his arm. The most patient of all men was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.